Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 34th in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Divine Violence, Part 3. The Bible message comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 2 through 4. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the words of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work." As a way to illustrate the shared responsibility for the violence manifesting in our world as mass shootings, human slavery, and various forms of oppression and abuse, consider a sometimes violent, homeless, and mentally ill man living on the streets of our town. Whose fault is it that he is homeless? We are quick to blame local governments for their inadequate funding for affordable housing. Whose fault is it that he has untreated mental illness? We are quick to blame the government's inadequate funding for mental health services. Whose fault is it that he is sometimes violent? We are quick to blame the local justice system. Now, follow this chain. Who controls the governmental purse strings and priorities? It is our elected officials. Who elects those officials? We do. Most elected officials are inundated with complaints about high government spending. Others complain that taxes need to increase to take care of people like this man, but they believe someone else's taxes should increase. We recognize the need, but not our own responsibility to participate in the solution. So who is to blame for this homeless, mentally ill man on our streets? Is it the government, local service providers, elected officials, or the voters? The responsibility for the problem and the solution, of course, rests on us. I do not point this out to infuse guilt. This is shared guilt and shared responsibility. It starts, however, with recognizing and taking responsibility for our individual part. Pope Francis, in his message for the 2017 World Day of Peace, said, "Jesus taught that the true battlefield, where violence and peace meet, is the human heart, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come." The change we seek begins within. As I noted last week, the external violence in our world mirrors the internal violence within each of us. Our desire to shift the responsibility for society's ills onto others is a manifestation of that violence. It reveals the split between our true self, which suffers with the suffering, and our ego self, which focuses narrowly on its own self-promotion. How do we identify and heal the violence within so we can begin healing the violence we witness in our world? Here are a few suggestions. 1. Identify the areas of internal resistance, the motives and beliefs, inhibiting your ability to recognize society's problems as your problems. For example, "My taxes are already too high," or "That is not my responsibility." 2. Once exposed, work to transform those motives and beliefs from something individually focused to something more socially focused. For example, transform the belief that "my taxes are too high" into "we are all going to have to sacrifice to resolve this issue." 3. Form or join like-minded people to influence positive change in your community as a whole. For example, form a group to pressure local officials and voters to adequately and sustainably fund local services for the marginalized. The essential nature of sin is the sense of separation from others. Many perpetrators of human atrocities are isolated beings, trapped in their isolated ego self. How can we safely and effectively integrate those on the margins into society? How can we expand our boundaries to make them feel included? How can we give them a sense of belonging and social responsibility? In today's scripture, the followers of Jesus wanted to know who was responsible for a man being born blind. In his day, many believed the man's blindness was due either to his or his parents' sin. Jesus said the man was born blind to reveal God's works. works performed by the hands and hearts of those seeking to love God actively in the world. Whose fault is it that we live in a violent world? Ultimately, it is ours. For what purpose? Perhaps it is so those willing to be the hands and heart of God on earth can manifest God's glory by transforming divine violence into divine love. That is how we will open the gates to God's kingdom on earth. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.